There's a place where they only serve cold beer in long neck bottles, where rusty pickups with gun racks and toolboxes are parked outside. The pool table felt is ripped like the jeans of the folks on the bar stools. And the jukebox is stocked by Chip McCabe, because this is the wrong side of the tracks.
But I always thought that was like a metaphor. But there are actual train tracks.
Wrong side of the tracks. Think you're smart, but you don't know.
Wrong Side of the Tracks with Chip McCabe. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, up in the irons, as we always do, with a great deep cut, courtesy of the Metal Dad.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and that's the Candyman. And as we are wont to do on most weeks, up in the irons, start off the show, Back in the Village by Iron Maiden. As you mentioned, sort of a deep cut, but one that we love. Absolutely love that song. Absolutely love the band. All right, we got a big show for you guys. We got the heavy metal wheel of genres getting real weird with it. We've got some awesome album celebrating anniversaries and some great new stuff to get to, including this from a band who has not put out an album since 2019. So it's been since pre-pandemic that we have heard from Grand Magus. But they have a new record coming out in October called Sunraven. Let's give you the lead single off that right now. Grand Magus, Skybound, Metal Dad Radio.
Strong.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Absolutely kicking some butt with that opening block right there. I almost said some things I couldn't say on air. But that was a fantastic opening block. Thank you, Metal Dad.
I mean, I've said worse on air. It's fine. That right there was a band out of California called Vile Rites, and I had a feeling you were going to really, really like that. A little progressive death metal. And they've got a record that just dropped, or is about to drop on August 16th through Carbonized Records. And we gave you the lead single off it called Shiftless Wanderings, Vile Rites. Looking forward to hearing the rest of that record. Before that, we gave you a band out of Poland called Hatch End. And they've got a new record out called Summer of 69. Not the Bryan Adams song. But we gave you the lead single off of that, Scapegoat, Hatch End from Poland. Before that, starting off the block, Grand Magus with their first new album in 5 years. Sun Ravens, the name of the record, comes out October 18th through Nuclear Blast. And we gave you the lead single off of that, Skybound. So there you go, new music. Now it's time for the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. The Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. For those who don't know, the Candyman created a wheel that I spin with every conceivable metal genre. Then there are wheels for every conceivable metal subgenre. And the Wheel of Genres has given us Folk Doom. Folk metal and doom metal. Two things that on paper actually could work, right? If you think about it. Let's see if it actually works. So I found three bands, courtesy of Metal Archives. We use Metal Archives in their genre naming conventions to find folk doom metal. Recently released music. I always like to play recent stuff with this. Let's start with a band out of England called Cruel Mother, who dropped a new EP on April 12th called Cut Down for the Earth. This is Cruel Mother with a track, John Barleycorn. It's Metal Dad Radio.
cosa bola, sonhos cosa bola.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you, I think, one of the most interesting blocks that this middle segment has brought us yet. Metal Dad has curated us a fascinating and fantastic block of folk doom metal.
Yeah, again, we were talking off air that I could have very easily just thrown on some Blood Ceremony. We were talking about folk metal and doom metal, but I always like to find new bands with these segments, and that right there, a band out of Brooklyn called Zelenaya, who has a new record out called Folk Songs, which just dropped on April 26th of this year, combining Eastern European folk music with doom and sludge. So there you go. Features the drummer of the band Mortals, by the way, Zelenaya. Before that, a band out of Portugal called Tragedium, and they dropped a record last Halloween, October 2023, called Lisboa de Pois de Morta. I don't know if I pronounced that right, because I don't speak Portuguese, but that's what it's spelled like. And we gave you track Nations Fall off of that album, which is fantastic. And before that, Cruel Mother from England, Cut Down for the Earth is the name of the EP they dropped in April. And we gave you the track John Barleycorn, which, by the way, John Barleycorn, for those who don't know, is an old Scottish-English like folk song myth thing. So there you go. All right. Let's go now to some albums celebrating anniversaries. We've got some interesting, a little interesting block here of albums celebrating anniversaries this week. We're going to start by going all the way back to 1988. August 1st, 1988, Coroner releases their classic album Punishment for Decadence. Let's give you a track off that right now. This is Absorbed. It's Coroner, Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
has come to take your life. Mortal feeble, in the name of Christ, you shall die!
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you an amazing block of albums celebrating anniversaries this very week. Metal Dad, tell us, what classics did we just hear?
Well, you just heard the debut album from Sweden's Necrophobic, who did name themselves after a Slayer song, by the way, in case you were wondering. That debut album was called The Nocturnal Silence and was released on August 2nd, 1993 through Black Mark Productions. We gave you the track Before the Dawn, which I just love that tune. Some very frosty riffs all throughout that track. Before that, we gave you a track from Nocturnus. They released their classic album The Key on August 1st, 1990 through Earache Records. And we gave you Droid Sector was the name of that tune, which of course comes off that themed second half of that record. And then before that, Coroner, who on August 1st, 1988, released their album Punishment for Decadence through Noise Records. By the way, that track Absorbed mentions often a key. And then I played The Key by Nocturnus. See how I did that? That was not planned. So anyway, it's time for us to finish off now. The way we always do is tribute to Believe's first ever heavy metal, and that, of course, is
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Before we get into the Sabbath tune, I have to make a quick announcement. We're about a month away from hitting our 400th episode of the Metal Dad Radio Show. That also coincides with the Candyman's flight to college from the coop. From the nest off into the world. So the Metal Dad Radio Show will be taking a bit of a hiatus while we figure out what the hell we're going to do with this show without the Candyman. We will be off air September and October and back in November. So just keep that in mind. You're going to want to tune in over the next 4 or 5 weeks because that's going to be it for a little bit. So let's give you that Sabbath tune now. This is one we haven't played in a long time, but it's one I really dig. Totally underrated number. It's Black Sabbath. Who are you? Metal Dad Radio.